So, mindful meditation with Sally Dunn. Allowing the spine now to be tall and finding your seated pose where you're looking after the comfort of the body. Feet resting on the floor, hands resting on the lap, shoulders dropping. Perhaps closing down the eyes or just lowering the gaze. Perhaps lowering the chin a little as the face and the jaw muscles begin to soften. So as we now become aware of the movement of breath, we just notice it flowing in and out of the nostrils. Just the living breath moving in and out, and where we might notice it in the body. Chest or belly rising, filling on the in-breath. Body softening and relaxing on the out-breath. And we'll set an intention for the practice. We'll practice the loving kindness meditation of Metta Bhavana, where we're going to be just observing flows of kindness to others and to ourselves, and just observing how it is to do this practice without any judgment. Just being curious to see how it is. And considering your own motivation for the practice. Why might this be of benefit to yourself and to others? And setting the intention in the heart, we'll now just begin to create the conditions where the mind will begin to settle. And so we might regulate the breath by arranging that the breath is equal in length, in-breath and out-breath. Maybe using the count, 3 or 4, on the in-breath. Same count on the out-breath. And just staying with that for a moment. And then letting the focus be on the out-breath. Letting go of the count now, let the out-breath be a little longer. As we notice the body settling and relaxing on the exhalation. So just as the body relaxes on the out-breath, the mind begins to settle, letting go of thinking. As the out-breath continues to flow a little bit longer, we notice the body settling onto the seat, or if we're lying down, we let the body just literally spread out and relax. As we become aware of how the body's feeling in this moment, just softening and allowing any areas of discomfort or tension. Softening and soothing those areas with each out-breath. Or maybe just having a sense of gratitude for all those areas that are feeling well, feeling relaxed. And as we move into our practice now of sending loving kindness, we might decide to use a gesture to help us really feel that sensation of kindness. We could put the hand over the heart, or we could place a hand on the opposite arm, or we could clasp the hands one in the other. And we're going to use four phrases. And we'll repeat those phrases silently to ourselves. And the first part of the practice is just thinking of somebody who you'd like to offer loving kindness to. Just a friend or somebody who comes to mind without searching for them. Just see who pops up. And repeating silently to yourself as you picture this person, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And you could use the person's name in the phrases if that feels good. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And just sitting with that now and seeing how that feels to offer loving kindness to another. And then when you're ready to, could you imagine yourself in the same picture with your friend? So the two of you are together, as though you were just sitting and chatting. And including yourself in the phrases. So you might say, may we be safe. May we be healthy. May we be happy. May we live with ease. May we be safe. May we be healthy. May we be happy. May we live with ease. And then gently letting that image of yourselves gently disappear. And calling to mind the image of yourself, perhaps a few years ago. An image of yourself at a younger age. Maybe in a photo that's familiar or however you see that, or even just a felt sense of yourself. And we'll offer the same phrases to our younger self. And you could put in your own name if that feels good. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And just letting that image go. And sometimes there might be feelings of resistance or maybe a little bit of an obstacle or a block to the feeling. And that's all okay. Just being curious as to how it feels. And finally, we'll just draw to mind an image of ourselves as we are now, as though you were looking in the mirror and saying your own name. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And just resting with a sense of how that feels. Just allowing all that is present to be present. And releasing the gesture of loving kindness and settling into the body, feeling the chair beneath you, whatever surface you're on. Resting in the space where you are. Aware of sounds around you. The temperature of the air. The touch of air on the skin. And then as we draw the practice gently to a close, we might just take on the wish that the practice will bring benefits to us. And those benefits, that they may also trickle out to people around us. So those flows of kindness flow in all directions.